Now's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 28th, goes to every single one of you who forced Janelle Monáe to apologize for something she had no business apologizing over. Now, I missed this in real time, but yesterday I saw an article on Madame Noir with the headline, Janelle Monáe apologizes for saying people should register to vote while they're waiting in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Okay? Now, I had no problem with that because it's a great idea, and it's actually what a teenager named David Ledbetter did in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. Drop on the clues bombs for David Ledbetter. All right? He was in Charlotte this weekend, and he pulled up to a Popeyes in the area to make sure people were registered to vote. Now, I saw people say, well, most of the people in the line were already registered to vote. You know what I say to that? So what? Okay, what does that have to do with anything? People who are registering others to vote don't know that people are already registered, okay? And nor are they under the assumption that you're not registered. Their job is to make sure you are registered, and if you're not, to get you registered, okay? Simple concept. And that's what David Ledbetter was doing, and that's what Janelle Monáe suggested. Now, let me read to you what Janelle Monáe tweeted. She put, perhaps we can put voting booths at every Popeye's location. While we wait on that sandwich, you can register and vote. Now, I don't know about the voting booths at every location part, but what seemed to set the woke, and I put woke in parentheses, woke community off, was the while we wait on the sandwich, you can register to vote. Who could Janelle Monáe possibly be offending by tweeting that? Did that offend you, Angelique?
Not at all.
I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but for the next year, wherever there is a high number of people, you will see people out registering folks to vote. You will see voter registration drives everywhere, in the mall, movie theaters, libraries, neighborhood rallies, festivals, farmer markets. Oh, and even your local Popeyes. This is standard procedure for this time of year, people. So Janelle Monáe suggesting isn't even a bright idea. It's just an idea that most people who are about that voter registration life have. All right, you go where the people are, a simple concept. But social media doesn't do simple because she got immediate backlash. Or should I say backlash? Because this is all Black Twitter. And according to Madame Noir, social media seemed to be annoyed by this tweet and reminded Janelle that Black voter turnout has made a major impact in recent elections. Black women specifically were the highest percentage of voters to turn out to try and keep our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, out of the White House. They also said that her comments overlooked the reality that voter suppression efforts are still a big issue in this country. Let's unpack those two things, as my therapist said. Let's unpack this. All right, number one, let's not assume that the only people online to get the chicken sandwich at Popeyes are Black.
Mm-mm,
all right?
That
social media is your first mistake. I honestly don't know who's in those lines across the country. I have no idea. But let's
it's
not.
It's very diverse.
It has to be, right? Let's not assume they are just all Black. But if they are, so what? All right, you people are absolutely correct when you say Black voter turnout has made major impact in recent local elections, and Black women did show up for Hillary. But the facts are, Black voter turnout fell in 2016, all right? Even as a record number of Americans cast ballots, this is a fact. In the 2016 presidential election, Black voter turnout decreased and white turnout increased. These are all things you can Google, people, okay? White voter turnout in 2016, 65.3%. Black voter turnout, 59.6%. First time Black voter turnout for a presidential election has declined in 20 years. Now, mind you, in 2012, Black voter turnout reached a record high, all right, 66.6%. So in 2016, Black voter turnout rate dropped 7%. When Barack Obama was on the ballot in 2012, the Black voter turnout surpassed that of white people for the first time. Google is your friend, bruh. So when you see people putting an emphasis on Black voters this year, whether it's getting them to register or if you are registered, getting you out to vote, this is the reason why. Now, as far as people saying her comments overlook voter suppression, listen, voter suppression is a real issue. That's why we should all support Stacey Abrams' Fair Fight 2020. I've gotten on this radio and said, I don't know why American people aren't raising holy hell about the fact that it's been proven Russians interfered with our elections, and Mitch McConnell, even with this knowledge, has shot down two election security bills. So yes, the fight may be fixed on a lot of levels, and until we can do something about election security and voter suppression, democracy as we know it is dead. But what the hell does voter suppression have to do with voter registration? Okay, voter suppression won't even affect you if you're not registered to vote. And if you are registered to vote, but you choose to sit home because you don't like any of the candidates, guess what? Voter suppression doesn't affect you then either. Okay? You know why? Because voter suppression only affects voters. My God. Oh, Janelle Monáe, you better than me, because I would have told these people to suppress these nuts in their mouth. All right? What? I'm sorry.
That's harsh.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let me rephrase. Janelle Monáe, you better than me, because I would have told these people to suppress these walnuts in their mouth. Hey! All right? But Janelle is a better human than I am, because she apologized. All right, she tweeted out, you know, when other people say things on here that are wrong or misguided, I wonder why they don't just admit they're wrong and learn from it. So I'm going to do that now. I think the tweets that I posted about registering and voting were insensitive and wrong. Specifically, they ignored the very real issues of voter suppression that have impacted my community for years and me directly. Thanks to all of you for calling me out. I'm not reading any more of this. No, Janelle, you are not wrong. All right, just because people are outraged doesn't mean they are right. Just because you receive a bunch of backlash doesn't mean you were wrong. In this era of groupthink and social media mobs, everybody is preaching to the choir because they don't want to get attacked. That's why you can't trust what anyone is saying, because they are only saying what you want to hear because they don't want to offend. F that. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Janelle, if you were actually wrong and they schooled you, cool, but you're not wrong. These people are just too woke. And I hate wokeness. All right, I want woke people to get some sleep. I sleep well at night because I meditate, I do CBD, and because I'm at peace with myself. I love sleep. I don't want to be woke all the time. I want my 8 hours. And some of you woke folk need your rest. You've been woke too long, and it's starting to affect your emotional and cognitive behavior. All right, you so woke, you don't even realize how tired y'all are. Y'all just tired. Tired-ass ideologies, tired-ass tweets, tired-ass logic, tired-ass outrage. Y'all Twitter is just tired. Now, I was watching Bill Maher this weekend, and they had a convo about social media, Twitter specifically. Do we have this clip ready? This is Bill Maher talking about social media outrage. Bill Maher and his panel, let's hear it.
One problem with today is that we try to resolve these issues in the worst possible place, which is Twitter. Yeah. Social media. How much more meaningful is the conversation of a group of people sitting around a table who disagree with each other, but can be there face to face in real social infrastructure, having an interaction, versus doing it in this place that takes us from zero to
And it's such a small sliver of people. And it doesn't represent the vast majority even of liberals. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. There's that charity Stand Up to Cancer. I want to start Stand Up to Twitter.
That's right. Damn it. Please give all those fake outraged people on social media who made Janelle Monáe apologize the biggest hee-haw.
Can't believe she didn't realize that it sold out.
What?
The chicken sandwiches.
Stop it, you.
All right. Well, and thank you so much, Charlamagne, for that donkey of the day.
And if you're mad at me, my at is C to God on Twitter, CTHAGOD, at C to God on Instagram. I don't check Twitter anyway, so slander. Go ahead. I love this type of stuff. Mm. What? Ask me what?
Coming up, we have Ask E.
Eddie held up a sign to Ask E. Ask E what?
The segment we do twice a week.
I forgot. You ain't only been doing this show for 8 years. What do you got coming up in Ask E?
Probably people asking questions.
That's right. 1-800-585-1051. You got a question for Angela Yee, call up right now and ask us. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.